We've known about climate change for some time now, yet we still can't seem to address the issue effectively. Witness the group of young protesters who disrupted the Vermont House this spring in an effort to spur our representatives to greater action. The young are restless, as well we should all be. Turns out these last 12 months in the U.S. were the wettest on record, with floods plaguing numerous areas of the country. Way back in 1985, scientists from 29 countries, both rich and poor, gathered for a conference in the Austrian Alps. There, they agreed that greenhouse gases could warm the Earth by several degrees, with grave consequences. In the first half of the next century, they warned, a rise of global mean temperature could occur that would be greater than any in history. They urged governments to respond quickly and decisively. That same year, Ethiopia was suffering one of its catastrophic famines. As news of the crisis spread, a number of performers, including Cyndi Lauper, worked to bring worldwide attention to it. They sang "We Are the World" and implored people to come together as one, noting there's a choice we're making. 3.5 decades ago in Africa, it was devastating drought. Here in the U.S., we've just experienced the opposite problem. And as an environmentalist, college advisor, and writing teacher, I've been discouraged that we still can't agree about what to do. Then, at NVU's graduation, I heard Cyndi Lauper talk about how she'd arrived in Burlington in 1971, homeless and uncertain, and how she eventually enrolled at Johnson. She urged this year's graduates to make the most of their education. NVU President Elaine Collins had predicted Lauper's story would inspire students to make a meaningful difference in the world, and the famous singer did not disappoint. On that damp, chilly morning, I even felt my own optimism rise a notch. Then I remembered that another of Lauper's songs asks, "Who let in the rain?" The unavoidable answer, of course, is we all did, raising once again the increasingly urgent question of what we will choose to do now.